and things will stay the same. You have to change the demographics of your day. You have to say, this is what the day is going to be. This is going to be a good day. This is going to be a great day. No matter what it's looking like, you've got to make those confessions. You have to make those confessions. Confessions brings possession. And that's true. I believe in the power of attraction. You know, I believe in that's the word of God. Whatever you think about the most, that's what comes to you. If you think about losing, you lost already. It's like you're on a basketball team. You know, his team beat us every year, so they're going to beat us this year too. So you might as well not even play. If you feel that way, you might as well not even play. You got your own math. And the clock too. Got to be some writing or something. Amen. So if you have your Bibles, you have your iPhones, you have it written on stone, and if you need a Bible, we got some for you as well. But if you have it, look up and say, I got it. Say this. Everybody stand. Y'all said the football games, y'all said the basketball games. And, you know, I can just see me. Like, I know you all do shouting everything. Church is so proud, so proud, so dignified. Amen. Say, this is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
This is the Word of God.
This is the Word of God.
I am.
What it says I am.
I can do
what it says I can
do.
I can have
what it says I can have.
So today,
my mind is alert.
My heart is receptive
to the Word of God.
And my life
will never
be the same.
Will never
be the same.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, man. Praise the Lord. And that's what you got to make. When you give it one, you have to command your day to be a certain way. You have to make a demand on your, this will be a good day. And God has given you the right and the power to do that. To say what he said. This is the day. I am a child of God, so things are going to change. Things are not going to be the same. And children can be dismissed in children's church. Amen. Things will not be the same. You have to make those kind of confessions. You have to speak life to your life. You have to speak life to your life. If you don't speak life, because the Bible says death and life is what? Is in the power of the tongue. Death and life is in the power of, paraphrase it, death and life is in the power of what you say. What are you saying? What are you saying? What are you saying? What are you saying? You got to say something. You got to say something for something to be.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. You got to say it. You got to speak life to your life.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Today I'm going to continue. I heard you had a great time last Sunday as well.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
You know, so basically when I'm not in, have to be out. A majority of the time, Pastor Ben will be here because we're kind of on the same line of things. And you know, and I'm the word we talk. I'm not saying nobody else can do it. I'm not saying that, but a lot of times that he will be here. You know, if I don't have others to do it, and if I'm going on a certain path, and I happen to do that, amen. And I was thinking about something Adrian was talking about earlier about dealing with the youth and children. And it says, and I heard this years ago: rules without relationship equals rebellion. You have a whole lot of rules, but they don't have a relationship, it equals rebellion.
Yes, right.
You know, you're going to tell someone to do it. There's a relationship there, so it equals rebellion. And because the thing is, people need some purpose in life. You know, no matter what it is, you got to ask yourself, what God has given me to do? What am I created to do? Everybody's not going to understand it, what you are created to do. Everybody's not going to understand how you have been designed. Let's go at years ago. Everybody didn't understand how the Wright brothers were designed. When they talked about making they called it an Airbus at the time. Something to fly you from one place to the next. Even the most smartest, intelligent people thought they were crazy. And it was laughing at them, you know, when they was like on that field, if you watch some of those old videos trying to get up, it was, you know, having the wings on, trying to get up, and it never happened. But they kept doing it. It was consistent. It's your consistency that gets you to your destiny. You got to be consistent. Whatever it is that God has called you to do, and you can't say, well, you know, it ain't works. I guess it's not. Maybe it's the will of God. Maybe I thought God told me to do this. Because your failures are going to be greater than your success. Your failure is going to lead you to your success. Your failure is going to tell you different ways. This is how this is not going to work. But you don't give up on a dream just because you failed many times. doing it. Failure is not final. Failure gives the opportunity to find another way to do it. But if you know God has spoken to you, that's why you can't give up. Too many people have given up too many times. Many people are supposed to be millionaires, but because they've given up on their dreams, they're still in the same place. They're still in the same place. But you can't quit. Like, well, I don't know this. I don't know enough about that. You learn about it. Duh. If you don't know something, it gives you the opportunity to learn something. Oh, I don't know about it. You know, all that technology stuff. You're going to learn about it. Learn about it. I'm just introducing some things. Like last night, I was up later than I was anticipated because I was working on some projects. The sin is like, gosh, I couldn't figure it out. I'm calling everybody, you know, calling nobody that knows the answer was answering the phone. It's like God was saying, you figure it out. God damn, I want to say, well, forget this. I have a deadline to meet. It was midnight last night. And midnight, I had technically 2 hours after midnight because midnight Pacific time was like 10 o'clock. Well, it was going to be 2 o'clock a.m. our time, 12 o'clock Pacific time. But I, you know, I wanted to quit. I said, no, I ain't gonna quit. I'm like, nothing's gonna defeat me. I'm gonna stay up until I get this thing. I'll try anything. That didn't work. That didn't work. We don't accept this file. That didn't work. But I kept doing it until I got it. And now I know it. Once I know it, I got it then. And you have to be consistent. Even when you don't feel like doing it, you have to be consistent. So today I'm still gonna continue on the subject I began a couple of weeks ago called the power of God's word. The power of God's word. There's power in God's word. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5. I'm going to introduce it with this scripture this morning. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5. Is everybody good this morning?
Amen.
Okay, look like it. Yes. I said some people are sucking on lemons all day. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5. Are you ready?
Amen.
It says, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. And the translation of scripture says, every word of God is true. Every word of God is true. And he is a shield to those who take refuge in him. Just that one scripture alone, the Bible speaks volumes. That one phrase you see part says, every word of God is true. There are two types of God, how God speaks to us. There is the rhema word. The rhema word is about the Spirit of God. Like, you know, God is telling you something. The rhema word. And the logos word. The logos word is the written word. See, for example, the example. The rhema word of God, God says, for example, there's nowhere in the Bible it says, tell you to move from Atlanta to Jackson or to Atlanta to Philadelphia. There's no word in scripture that tells you that. But the Spirit of God, the rhema word, God said, I want you to move from Atlanta to go to Philadelphia. And it's a knowing that you have. God told you. God said, that's why I never tell the people that come here, people telling me something, and God said, if God told you that, God told you that. I remember one time we was going to this church years ago, and a lady asked Tammy, he was going to a JRC, the church called JRC at the time.
Do y'all went to JRC church?
I said, yeah.
When the Lord told me, don't wear jewelry.
Don't you wear jewelry. The Lord told you that. Don't you wear jewelry. He didn't tell me that. Don't you wear jewelry. If God told you that, don't do it. And most of the time, people are convicted by their tradition and their religion and not by the word of God. Because you can do something for so many years, you can think, is not proper to do. You can do this for so many years and God didn't say, God didn't have nothing to do with that. Your religion taught you that. Your tradition taught you that. Your denomination taught you that. But it wasn't from God.
Well, pastor said this.
Did God say it? Did God say, what does God say to you? We're talking about the power of God's word, not your word. The Bible says the word, every word of God is true. That's what the Bible says, that man should not live by every bread, by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. God's going to speak to you by his spirit, and God's going to speak, but it's going to line up with his word. It's going to line up with his word. And that's why you have to spend time in prayer to get to know your God. That's why you spend time seeking after God. It means people spend less time seeking after God versus spending time, you know, ooh, let me see what's on social media today. Ooh, look at that fight. Ooh, they fight. Ooh, yeah. I like that. Ooh, yo, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's been a day go by doing stuff like that, looking at who's doing what. It's not benefiting your life. Ooh, let me take another set. Ooh, here you go. Ooh, there it is. I'm gonna see how many likes I get. And you put them down in your pocket. Those who look at you and they're done with you. Next.
Yep.
That's why you never see me alive. You know, unless it's business related, I'm just saying me. You do your thing. But it's a waste of time for me. It's a waste of time. Unless it's something that's productive for me. It's okay, maybe some people have that enjoyment. I'm not knocking it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking what you do. But the thing is, if it's not beneficial for me, this is too much. Everybody want to get a like. Everybody want to get a like. Okay, they get a like and they forgot about you the next day. Then the next second, they forgot about you. Oh, I'm there. You know, see it. They hit the like, they go to the next thing, then they did it.
Yep.
Just a thought. But I don't know how I got that. I don't even know where I am now. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But the thing is, but we have to see what the Word of God is saying to us. What is God speaking to us? We got to get to know our God. We got to get to know what God is saying. What is God saying to you? There's a scripture that I had, and let me see if I still have it here. Another scripture I was thinking about. The Bible says that them that know their God will be strong and do exploits. Them that know their God, them have a relationship. And how do you know God? You know God by his word. We're talking about the power of God's word. If death and life is in the power, what you say, that's powerful. That's the most powerful thing you can capture. If death and life, see, death and life, it doesn't always mean extinct from life. It basically means inoperative. Death to your dreams. Death to your purpose, death to what God has called you to be, is in the power of what you say. We're talking about the power of God's word. If every word of God is true, and the Bible says that he's a shield to them who take refuge, who abide in him, who take refuge in him. We take refuge in him by saying what God says. It's not what sons say, but it's what God says. And we need to say what God is saying about our life. Because sometimes you see people, I mean, the Bible says, let your words be about edifying. The Bible says, let the weak say I'm strong. You can't be around people going through a health issues and they, oh, you sure look bad. And some people think that is telling the truth. You don't need to be around people like that. You be around people that say, I know how I look, but I'm going to call those things that be not as though they were. I know how I feel, but I'm going to call those things that be not as though they were. There's no money in the bank, but I'm not going to act like it. I'm not going to talk like it. But some people want you to know where they are all the time. Well, it's so bad. You know, I ain't had no gas this morning. I ain't had this going on. They, I mean, they keep going on and on and on and repeating what they want you to know where they are. But you have to change. You have to change what you say.
Yes.
And so saying what God says. God says, you got to definitely the power of the tongue. I'm going to say what God says. I'm not going to look at how things look. And I always go back to the reference to God spoke to Ezekiel, I believe, about those dry bones. He asked him a question, could they live? And he kept saying, Lord, you know. No, I'm asking you, could they live? Lord, you know. Lord, you know what I'm going through. Lord, you know. No, God said you speak to it. You got to speak life to it. When the man of God spoken, things started happening. If you ain't speaking what you want, it's not going to happen. The Bible says in Mark 11:23, you are going to have what you say. Then it says, whatever you desire, whatever you pray, whatever you desire, you have that. In Mark 11, 24. So what are you praying? What are you saying every day? We got to get into God's word and see what God has to say about things. The Bible says that he can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you ask or think. But the prerequisite is, it's according to the power that works in you. You are the undecided subject to your life, to your success or to your failure. God has already put it out there. God's not doing anything new. Because the Bible says that he has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness. God is not doing anything new. He don't have to do anything new when he's done everything. And he's already given to you all things are available to us. All things are available to us. Like what the word the Bible talks about, it's not given to the strong, but then what? See, I'm telling you, that's just wrong. That's not the Bible. I'm going to tell you what it says, though. Because I would say the same thing. Where's the scriptures? In Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes. And find the scripture for me, Sophia, Adrian.
I'm not talking about Ecclesiastes. This is in the New Testament.
Find it for me.
Grace is
not run, but swift. Find the scripture. And I'm going to read that. Find out. I'm just because they what they say connecting some scriptures together. But find that scripture.
That's
Ecclesiastes 9:11. Ecclesiastes 9:11. This is a Bible teaching church. Hey, you know, there's a lot of things we've heard, but it's not like that. Just I want you to find that scripture. If it's there, find it. And I go there. Ecclesiastes
9:11.
Okay. And I'm going to read that. What are you reading, Ecclesiastes? I don't even know. So put Ecclesiastes 9:11. Okay, here it is. He says, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, not yet riches to men of understanding, not yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen to them all. God give us time and he give us chance. He give us a chance for understanding. He give us time for to win the race, to be strong, bread. He give us time to be wise. He give us opportunity to be rich. And he says, yet a man of understanding, but yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen to them all. It's happened to us all. I want to read another scripture too that you have.
I
want to find the scripture where it says the race is not given to the swift to the strong, but given to the near to the end. I want to see that, then I'll read that. But it says, I want to see it. If it's in there, find the scripture, the race is not given to the swift, but then to the near to the end. If something else is connected to that, but it's not, if it's that way, I'll read it that way, and I say, I miss it. Okay? Okay, I want to find that. If y'all can find that, let me know. I want to read it.
I don't have the scripture
all in mind. Mm-hmm. But I want to know that it says it like that. And I'm going to read it just the way that it says. Then they do it to the end.
Ecclesiastes 6:9-11.
I didn't read that one.
This one is in the New Testament.
Okay. But the thing is, God, time and chance happen to them all. See, the Bible says that what a rich and a poor man have in common, he gives them both eyes. See, some look, the some see. Because some we have the same opportunities, but some see something. Some look at it, but they didn't see the opportunity in it. Time and chance. The Word of God is pure. God never fails. And let's look at Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40. I'm going a little fast. I'm going to try to slow down too. Isaiah 40, because this, like I told you before, church should be just like school. I should never give and give you one scripture, started hooping and hollering, you know. Yes, I got texts all the week through via Adrian's and yeah, I was a hooping class, you know, so she had an opportunity. You know, they didn't call their own names and no church names like that. Yeah. He can be Adrian Wallace. He can be Adrian. You know, I say Adrian, we can hear her name. So. Yes, yes, yes. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8. I'm telling you, people, we need to start getting into the Word of God, see what God's Word says. Not what religion says, not what tradition says, but what the Word of God says. The Bible says the grass withered and the flower faded. It's giving you some keys and some principles here. It says, but the word of our God shall stand forever. The word of our God, his promises, the Bible tells us his promises are yes and amen. So where are we missing it at? Whose word are you listening to every day? The Bible said, whose report are you going to believe? Whose report are you going to believe? The doctor says one thing, you know, the other people say another side on this side of the track saying one thing, other people on the other side of the track saying something else. Whose report are you going to believe? It's not when you come to church, it's what you do after church. It's just like when you're in school. It's not so much what you do in school, Blossom, is when you're out of school. Are you still studying then? That's the most important thing that's going to pass the test. Because see, many people in different church, that Bible is shut. They ain't open that Bible no more until the next Sunday. I deal when they go back to church. Because we so used to following our religious duties. You go to church, okay, well, okay, we're going down. And some people really just start caring about it. Most people, some folks don't even care about the church. They just go, you know, then they go, they don't really open it most of them in church. Just about, it's true. And I'm not putting anybody down, I ain't calling your name, I ain't calling nobody's name. But it says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God shall stand forever. It's telling us how important the word of God is when God speaks to you. It's telling you what how important that when God says something in his word. When you're in prayer, God speaks, you say, okay, well, this Sunday, this is what I want you to do. When you go out to eat, I want you to take care of two people's dinners. That, you know, God can speak to you. If God ain't spoken to you to do it, don't do it. But sometimes you will know God said it, and you don't do it. You will know God said it. I mean, God tells you something for a reason. God speaking and say, do this. I remember years ago, you know, I was playing with this choir years ago, and we had a rehearsal. They were trying to take us some money for the road. I mean, I was young at the time. And I just made $20, and the Lord said, man, get that $20 for the donation for the road. I ain't giving him nothing. I just made $20, I ain't $20 a long time. I ain't giving him nothing. Then I had a class the next night, and I left my wallet in the restroom, so I stole my $20. Mm. And they came in my mind, like, man, God told me that could have been, you know, all these thoughts are coming to my mind. That guy stole my money. I'm saying, but some things, God does something for a reason. And especially when you know, and you just can't let it go, it's like God, when I'm ministering sometimes, God telling me to say this to this person here. And sometimes it's a struggle for me to do, because I mean, I don't want to miss God. I don't want to tell anybody, because I don't waste some time to try to give somebody a word that God ain't said. I struggle with that because I'm responsible for what I say. I don't give and say God told me to say something to somebody and it's not true. I take that very serious. Yeah, that's right. I take that very serious. You know, I mean, sometimes the love is like, oh, my God, gets out of word. I'm going to get out of word. I mean, years ago, I was going to church and somebody tried to give me a word. I'm like, I listened to it. I didn't say it until then. I said, thank you, Lord. I don't even want to live over there. God's going to bless you with a house over here in this community. I ain't going to say the community at the time, because they thought it was really popping. I'm like, I don't do that. God ain't that. You know, because when God speaks to you, this should be a confirmation, not a revelation. You're supposed to already know that God said it. You're supposed to already know it. So I don't care who said it. God, I don't care. We can be the biggest prophet in the world. If they speaking to you, God speaks to you as well. It should be a confirmation, not a revelation. Sometimes we put these people on these pedestals sometimes, and you feel, oh, they're right. Ooh, don't believe. God says, sir, you're going to move to Africa in 30 days. Then people tell you, jump and do it. God ain't spoken to me about moving to Africa. You told me I'm going to London. I mean, what I'm saying is, you definitely say you got to know something. You have to know what God is saying to you. That's why it's important for you to be in the Word. Things I'm talking about now, it's not even my notes, but I'm just saying, you got to know when God is speaking to you. Because sometimes you can just deny what God said just because you've been doing something for a long time. I'm going to take you to a story on that, a kind of funny story on that as well. Let's go to, we'll go ahead to the book of John. Let's go to the book of John. No, Luke. Go to Luke chapter 5. We'll go to Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5. I'm going somewhere with this. Just pay attention, and I know I'm going fast this morning, but I want you to really just to pay attention just to get the gist of what I'm saying. You may not remember everything what I'm saying, but get the gist of what I'm saying. Some of you make the wrong decisions all the time because you don't really slow down and hear what God has to say to you. Some of you are moving too fast. You're not spending time in prayer. You're not saying, God, I need to know. Some of you are not sick and tired of being sick and tired. When you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, you just slow down and say, God, what are you saying? I hear what mom and them saying. I hear what auntie and them saying. But God, I need to know what you are saying. Y'all want me to sing that song this morning? Come to me. Don't ask my name. Yeah. You got to go to God. You got to go to God seeking God's face. What is God saying to you? I'm telling you, it ain't going to be no thunderous voice. Like I said, but that still small voice, that still small voice, God can tell you some things and you stay in the same place because he tell you you're not listening. You're not listening. We're doing the same thing over and over again. Sometimes they can be like, God, man, that's really crazy. Sometimes God will show you some crazy things. Mm-hmm. He says, Luke chapter 5. Let's go to Luke chapter 5. Amen. Luke chapter 5, verse 1. Okay, there it is. All right, here we go. And it came to pass. Has y'all looked at Luke chapter 5 yet? Your opportunity to get there. When Jesus was speaking to Peter. Okay, and it came to pass that the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God. See, you know what I'm saying? They pressed upon him to what? To hear the word of God. And he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships. And he says that he stood by the lake. And he saw two ships by the lake. But the fishermen was going out of them and were washing their nets. You think about it. Jesus was preaching. And the people was pressing for him to hear the word of God. But Jesus was watching these two ships out there on the ocean. This is so amazing. But the fishermen was gone out of them and were washing their nets. They said, we're done for the day. We're done. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's. He went to Simon's ship. He cast out ships. Yachts. He says, and prayed him that he would thrust out from the land. Think about it now. He prayed him that he would thrust out from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ships. And now when he had left speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let your net for a trout. Now he told him, okay, he told them, here we go again. And after he was preaching on his ship, you know, he borrowed a boat. And he says, he left out speaking and he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let out your nets for the drought. Remember now, they were just cleaning their nets. They said, we ain't caught nothing. We're done. And that's what many people do. They spend so much time doing nothing and catching nothing in life, and say, you know what, we're done, just forget it. It's only time. And Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night. I'm tired. I've been fishing all night. We come down. You got to think about it. When have you heard of Jesus fishing? You know some Jesus fishing. And he couldn't tell the fishermen how to fish. Think about it for a moment. You are out on a hunt. And then I happen to go have my brother Tim. Why are you holding the gun that way, man? Aim it this way. I can only imagine what he's saying. He may not say it to me. Now, let you come out here with me. It's your first time now. You're going to scare my deer away. You want to sit in the car? I can only imagine. Think about that. Hey, listen. I ain't really got here to tell me how to hunt. Now, I can imagine calling back again. Nope, not today. So he says, let's out into the deep. He says, Simon answered and said, Master, we're taught all night and have taken nothing. He says, I've taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. At thy word. And it ain't my word. You said, I'm going to do it. I ain't said it. I ain't called it. You call it. At your word. And so a lot of times, that's how we live life. We go through the motions of thinking that we knowing what to do. And Jesus said, no, just wait a little longer. Go a little further. Sometimes we quit too early. We don't finish the race. We stop. Like, hey, I've been doing this long, so I'm done. Like the man in the story, 3 feet away from gold. He had bought some land, and this is a true story, bought some land, and because gold was something, diamonds and gold was on the land. And they was digging for months and months and months. He said, there's no gold in this land. He said, I'm going to sell the land. He sold it to another man, and the man did 3 feet and hit gold. He quit too early. Some of you quit too early. God gives you a dream. You quit too early. God, you don't know God spoken to you. I'm going to start this business. Oh, man, I have 3 customers for 5 years, same amount of people. Yeah, well, I'm just done. 3 feet away from gold, you quit too early. God can speak to you, give you a dream, and you know it's God. You know it's God. He says, let's enter the deep. He says, but at thy word. He says, and when they had done this, everybody say, when they had done this.
When they had done this.
They encountered a great multitude of fishes, and their net broke. They had so many, when they obeyed God, when Jesus said, they caught so much. When you hear the word of God, you obey the word of God, you don't quit. Things will happen in life. So basically, it tells me they were cleaning their nets. They were done. We're not fishing. We've been tall all night. We're tired. So we're going to clean the nets. Let's go. But Jesus spoke to them and said, go out into the deep. Sometimes you got to go a little bit further than what you've been doing.
Amen.
You got to hear the word of God. He said, but at thy word, what does God's word say to you? What is God speaking to you about your situation? If somebody says, God ain't speaking to me, anything to me, because most of the time we ain't even going to God. We've been seeking other people and other things. What does God say to you? What does God say to you about your situation? What does God say to you about your health? God can say, hey, listen, for 30 days you only need to drink water, leave those sodas alone. Yeah, so you gotta understand what God is saying to you. What is God speaking to you? What does God say? He says, at your word. I'm just leaving it blank. What is God speaking to you about your job? What is God speaking to you about the next opportunity that he's giving you, your business? What is God speaking to you about your prayer time? What is God speaking to you about some of the friends that you have? He said, listen, you leave me alone. Mm-hmm. So you need to start communicating with them. So I'm serious. So sometimes it puts you, you say, God is speaking to you, but then you sometimes say, something told me that something is the Spirit of God is trying to lead you, but you keep doing the same thing. If you always do what you always did, you always get what you always got, but you keep doing the same thing. And the Spirit of God is speaking to you. Say, no, 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 don't go that way, go this way. And sometimes trees get caught in traffic. And sometimes God can say, no, 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 I'm holding you here for a reason. God, I'm running late. I'm holding you for a reason. It could have been you in that accident that was follow up. We're talking about the power of God's word. And when you have to speak it, I'm going somewhere with this series, so I'm going to get more into speaking God's word. But I'm talking about the power of God's word when God's speaking to you. He says, because God tell you something. God tells you, I know a lot of times, most of the time, we don't want to listen to God. We don't even move our own emotions. No, God, that's it. That's it. That's the answer right there. Like God said, that's not the answer. That's the answer. You're going back and forth with God. Why are you arguing with God, the one who knows all things? Why are we arguing with God? Wow. But like I said before, every word of God is true. God's promises are yes and amen. His promises are yes. And amen. Yes. But like I say, the way to do it, you got to understand, sometimes the worst thing to do, the Bible says, don't compare yourself among yourselves. Yes. A lot of times, church people do that. They'll look at sister so-and-so. Ooh, they're more spiritual than I am. They're more this. Forget about that. God chose you. God called you. You got to go to God yourself. God has called you. You can seek God yourself. God hears you when you pray. Stop thinking, well, you know, I got to release this person to pray for me. No, we can be in agreement with you, but because we pray, don't necessarily mean it's going to come through unless you believe it. Be it unto you according to your faith. If you don't believe it's going to happen, it's not going to happen. We talk about the power of God's word. God gives you promises. The Bible talked about Elijah when he prayed and didn't rain for 3.5 years. And the Bible said he had faults just like we do. So no man in the Bible was perfect. So don't get that twisted either. Peter had a bad temper. You know, he was very mouthy. You know, he'd come against Jesus. Peter denied Jesus 3 times. Right in his face. So don't look at these people in the Bible. They're just people that was talked about. They had a history with Jesus. So you have to ask yourself, God, what are you speaking to me? God is speaking to everyone in this room. What is God speaking to you? If we're going to go to the next level, we got to say, God, what do you say? The Word of God says, if you abide in Him, His words abide in you, whatever you ask, it will be done. God has given you that kind of power. God has given us that kind of power. And that kind of confidence that we should have. Everybody's not going to like you. They're just rude to do, right? Whatever. I mean, as long as you're doing your part in loving people, that's the main thing. Yeah. And so I'm just saying what God said about me. The Bible says you're a royal priesthood. So I say I'm royal. No, you cocky. No, I'm not. I'm just saying what God said about me. I ain't gonna say what you say. I'm gonna say what God said about me. God said I am fearfully and wonderfully made. That's what His word says. I take that, Lord, I don't feel that, but God, you said I believe it, I'm gonna act like it's true. Oh, they think this, they think that. No, you think that. Mm-hmm. Amen? Mm-hmm. There's power in God's word. When you begin to hear, you begin to obey God's word and to do God's word, you see the results. Mm-hmm. You got something to command every day. You get up in the morning, this is going to be a good day. Yes. I'm having a bad day. No, you must have said that my moment may be bad, but this is going to change. You may be in a bad moment, but then you got to say, this is going to change. When you start saying, I'm having a bad day, my day, 100 hours a day, 12 hours a day. So you got to say, the moment may be bad, you got to make adjustments. It's not the day, it's you. You have to change that. Even when you go through some funks in life, you're like, oh, I'm coming out of this. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody's experienced that. I experienced, you know, like, man, I ain't feeling it. I'm not feeling it. It ain't today. I'm not feeling it right now. I got to shake this thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are the realities that we go through. Sometimes you don't go through the moments that you ain't feeling. I'm serious. All this experience. I'm not, you know, hey, I'm not on top of the world, but we all go through those times. So I want to bring some balance to what I'm saying. We all go through some moments like, man, I ain't feeling it today. I don't want to talk to nobody. Not today. Not right now. It's me. Oh Lord, that in need of prayer. If we have those moments, that's the human side of us. The humus. That's the human side of us. You know, the word human is two different words. I'm going to take it break down for you. Humus, you know, everybody know what humus means? Humus? Humus means dirt, the dirt side. Man is spirit. Human, the dirt, and we deal with spirit. We deal with the flesh, and we deal with spirit. We got the flesh side, which is the human side of us. The word humus comes from the word dirt. You look it up, it just means dirt, soil, it's the dirt. And man means spirit. That's what the Bible said, God made man in his own image. He made man first, then he went to the dirt and formed their bodies. Nefesh, the Hebrew word is nefesh, where man became a living being. These things are important to know because then you know how you operate. The truth, the real you is spirit. You possess a soul and you live inside of a body. That's why when you go to the funerals and things of that nature, that's a corpse that's in that thing. There ain't nothing in there but just a body. The spirit, the soul is not there. They're just a body. To be absent from that body is to be present with the Lord. Grandma ain't in that thing. That's grandmama's body. That's when you hear some of these things when people left their bodies for a moment and they're looking down at their stuff. That's just the truth. They see their bodies there, but the spirit has left. The real you is spirit. You possess a soul. Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. And your body is his flesh. Just like when you're born again, your spirit man is saved. Your spirit man is saved instantly. That's what the Bible says, that a person is born again, sin not. No, the spirit man doesn't sin. Your flesh sin, but your spirit don't. Your flesh, that's born again, is your spirit man. Instantly born again. Your mind, your will, and emotion is being born again. Because the Bible says, be transformed. You transform yourself daily. But this body won't be born again until Jesus comes back. Until you get a new body. Because that's why Paul said, keep my body under. Because the body always want to do what the body want to do. But these are things to know that you begin to understand yourself. You begin to understand how you operate. Amen?
Amen.
But it's power in understanding God's word. Praise the Lord. It's power in understanding the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
You may close your Bibles. Praise the Lord. Even I had 8 minutes to go. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I just kind of open it up for some Q&A as well. Thank you, man. Amen. Praise the Lord. Does anybody have any questions? You know, we do this randomly. Does anybody have any questions?